of other towns and islands in Ontario. Bohemians, quite a bit of clear that people in this country are near of.
Yeah.
Do you think it's you?
I think that's one of those places that shelter from a economic factor. So city. We're not reliant on one major industry. We have Linamar's huge provider. University of Guelph, second largest. And then if you start looking around, you have great agri-foods business here too. That obviously helps a bit. So I think looking forward, you start to open up other restaurants, you start to look in those communities where you have less factors that are going to hamper your business.
Okay. Thank you again for your time, and
thank
good
you.
Luck with your business.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
So there you have it, our inaugural show, which is now complete. We have so many other areas to talk about with respect to local food. So this is just the start on hopefully a long journey and a very interesting one at that. Walter Garrison, host of Locavore, the local food show on CFRU 93.3 FM.
I love the Hello, you are listening to These Things That People Make on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. These Things That People Make is a show about graphic novels. It's a show about comics. It's a show about zines. It's a show about all sorts of things that people make that are not considered fine art and the politics and stories behind making them. And I want to just say a very warm welcome to Walter of Locavore and that show. I'm really excited about it, and I'm excited that it's before me. So welcome, Walter. Great job on your first show. Today we are doing a show about Halloween costumes. And I don't know why Halloween costumes aren't considered fine art. I mean, I do, but I'm going to pretend that I don't because most people have who grew up in kind of North American culture. I have learned recently that Halloween is not a worldwide phenomenon. A lot of people grew up making Halloween costumes or trying to come up with something last minute. So I thought what I would do for this show in prep for Halloween next weekend was collect some stories of folks about Halloween costumes that they made and childhood stories and other things. So we're going to do a lot of mini stories today, and I'm going to play the first bunch of them right now. So people will introduce themselves, and then they'll tell you their story.
Hello, my name is Nadine, and I'm talking today about a Halloween costume I had when I was probably about 10. My dad made me a caterpillar costume, and I had multiple arms, and they were all attached by string, so when I moved my arms up, all of the other arms moved too. It was pretty intricate, and he had a matching costume. So we were both caterpillars.
Hi, my name is Ben, and this is my Halloween story. So I have two sisters, and since the age of probably 3 all the way to the ages of 11, my mom has made us original costumes.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn, and up until I was about 6 years old, I had a store-bought witch's costume, and it's the only costume I ever had because it was the only one in the house and the only one I thought there was.
I like to play vinyl on my show, and I just tried to, and the vinyl is just very scratchy. So we're going to go to the next bit of stories. This is a funny show for me because I'm used to long interviews and these are really short. So we're going to hear next from Steve.
Oh, my name is Steve Mason. And actually, I wanted to first say that that Halloween was one of the few like holidays that I really observe that my partner and I really put a lot of emphasis on, because like, you know, Christmas and Valentine's Day, they're interesting, but you don't get to dress up as things. So yeah, Halloween's really one of those big ones. I don't know. I mean, I really like enjoying other people's costumes by seeing those. And I was at a party a couple of years ago, and there were 4 people that were dressed up in these amazing KISS costumes. Like, it was each member of KISS. And they had spent so much work on this, and they looked so much like KISS. It was amazing. But the best part was one of the people who was dressed up had no idea who KISS was.
That's amazing.
I thought so. My own stories, I don't know. I remember in high school needing to come up with a costume really quickly, so I made a holder to hold a picture frame in front of myself, and I went as a self-portrait one year. I can't really remember other good costumes right now, though.
My name's Alex Remington, and my story is just a short one regarding my Halloween costume when I was a kid. I dressed up as an old lady, which included a headscarf, handmade glasses, wire glasses, talcum powder in my hair. My mother drew wrinkles on my face. I remember wearing a shawl, and my dad fashioned a wooden cane for me to walk around with.
Shit, it feels like America. Looks like shit, and it feels like America. Take that.
Michigan. Everyone's got a Monday. Looks like shit and it feels like America. Looks like shit and it feels like America. It's nice to be liked, but it's better by far to get paid. I know that most of the friends that I have don't really see it that way. But if you could give them each one wish, how much do you want to bet? They'd wish success for themselves and their friends, and would include lots of money. That would surely include lots of money. So if there are any of you little green elves sitting out there today, step right up, wish me all Irish love. But I also need shitloads of money. And if there are any of you dirty rich old men sitting out there today,
CFRU 93.3 FM 250 Watt of Community Power in Guelph.
The C.J. Mountfort Center is a resource center for people of color and Aboriginal peoples at the University of Guelph. This is where we all unite. The Mountfort Center, located in McKinnon Room 54 and 55, provides a microwave, two computers, and a fridge, among other resources. The center is a place to study, sleep, or relax. It's a place for great conversation. If you want to vent, share experience, good or bad, this is the place for you. You meet great people, and it's just an overall awesome environment. Don't hesitate to drop in anytime before 10 p.m., and you're sure to meet a smiling face. For more information, call us at 519-824-4120, extension 56911, or visit us at www.uoguelph.ca/Mountfort or join our Facebook group.
Hello, you are listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, and we're doing tiny mini interviews today, hopefully inspiring you in small ways or helping you remember your childhood Halloween stories. So we're going to keep going with them.
Hey, my name's Tyler McDougall. I'm a student here at the University of Guelph. Just telling a little story about when I was younger and how I never really got to choose my costume when I was a kid. My sister, who was 12 years older than me, used to pick out my own costumes. They went from vampire to the ones I can remember. I remember vampire, devil, and alfalfa from The Little Rascals. Now, I don't know if anyone recalls, but alfalfa has one a big hair strand sticking up in the middle. She spent a good hour and a half fighting with me to get that hair to stand up. Every time she got it up, I'd go get some water and pat it back down. It was a big deal. But yeah, and then when it wasn't until I was probably about 10 or 11 that I started get to choose making my own costumes.
Hi, my name is Brian Webb. I'm trying to convince my pregnant wife to dress up as Mary and Joseph with me for Halloween this year and hand out candy to our neighbors.
Is she into it, Brian?
Not yet. I'm working on persuading right now. I'm convinced that that's funnier than dressing up as the Trailer Park Boys.
Hi, my name is Kelly. And when I was 5, my mom made me a pumpkin Halloween costume. It was big and orange, and it looked kind of like a jumpsuit. But it was stuffed to the brim with stuffing, and I could barely move my arms. And I was really proud of this costume because it was a two-parter. It had the body, and then it also came with a hat, with a stem and a leaf attached to it at the top, and a little...
Why, even Dracula will be there. It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The Dracolanterns are all lit up. All the dummies are made and stuff. By the smoking you will see. It's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay. There doesn't seem to be a cloud in their way. But when it's over, they can all live on. They wish that Halloween had just begun.
You are listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, and that was The Shags from their album Philosophy of the World, It's Halloween. And I'm having a bit of a frustrating time with computers this morning, and a lot of the interviews were cut off halfway through, just voluntarily through computer blips. So that's another vote for cassette tapes. It's so frustrating when you have really good stories and you can't share them with your listeners because they just stop playing. So I am lucky. Kelly, the last person that started her story, she actually emailed her story also, and I want to read it to you because it might make you cry, and what better thing to do on a Thursday morning when it might snow today? That's my weather report for you. I heard when I was getting coffee this morning, my favorite coffee lady said they're calling for flurries. And it's funny because I just had a conversation last night where I was like, oh, I love how long fall has been this year. Anyway, so here's Kelly's story. When I was five, my mom made me an enormous pumpkin costume. It was huge orange jumpsuit packed to the breaking point with stuffing. She even made a little orange cap that tied under my chin with a stem and leaf protruding out the top. I looked awesome. I think there's a photo somewhere. Unfortunately, when I was five, I hung out with boys. I went to school for the Halloween parade and soon found myself surrounded by ninjas and a zombie, and if I remember correctly, one Spider-Man. They quite literally punched the stuffing out of me. Luckily, there was so much of it that I wasn't hurt. Unluckily, a pumpkin costume isn't the easiest thing to fight back in. My friends and I usually scrapped a bit during recess, but this time I couldn't reach beyond my big orange belly and retaliate. The next year I went as Carmen Sandiego, so nobody attacked me. So that's Kelly's story. I really love that story. There, I got two other stories emailed to me, so I want to read them to you. Laurie Guest says, my mom used to sew costumes for me. I was the blue fairy from Pinocchio one year, and my Little Red Riding Hood cape was red Borg and with a quilted lining. I love my costumes. And then Kate Taylor says, God, I loved homemade costumes. I had one of those over-enthusiastic helper dads. There was the year I went as a paper mache hot dog. And then later I went as Mr. Canoehead. So I don't know, folks, you may be tempted to just buy a costume, but clearly the message on these things that people make is make your own. I'm going to go to a song now by Cousins, who are coming to Guelph on November 14th, playing at the Albion, and then we're going to hear from Ray Spoon because he's releasing his CD in Toronto tonight. So here is Cousins from their album Out on Town with their song 3 years old. I thought I would play 3 years old since we're talking about kids today.
Thank you. look at you and say, there is nothing I can do but get in.
Listening to CFRU 93.3